Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today is week four of our June Ladies Month series, and we'll be joined by driver of the Midwest Modified number 61, Andrea Keeney. We'll also hear from James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels, Chris Stengler from CS Customs, Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex, and a little more from our friends at Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Extreme!
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to our Week 4 June Ladies Month interview, and I am joined by Midwest Modified driver Andrea Keeney. And Andrea, first of all, I have to ask you about the blisters on your arm. Did you figure out what caused that? Because I can't imagine if you had to put on a fire suit for race night, that would be pretty painful.
Yeah, evidently I got into a wild parsnip, that yellow flower that only hurts you at a certain time of the year, and I touched it at the wrong time.
That stuff is wicked. I've heard that's really bad, and it itches terribly. Let's go back to the beginning. You are originally from Minnesota. How and when did you make the move to Wisconsin?
I lived with my parents in Minnesota, and I believe we moved to Wisconsin in 2004, I think. later on there. And we actually moved right down the road from my uncle. So then we were close to him because my dad was always out there working on the race car anyway.
Where is Ridgeland, Wisconsin, and how far are you from Menominee on Friday night and Cedar Lake Speedway on Saturday night?
Ridgeland is right between Menominee and Rice Lake, and I'm half an hour from Menominee and about 50 minutes from Cedar Lake.
You are also the very first driver on the Dirt Show to have a pet cow. We've had stories about guys that showed up at Jackson with a pet monkey. We also have had a lot of drivers on that have some really cool dogs, but you are the first ever to have a pet cow. Tell us about Oreo and how that came about.
I always loved cows. My grandparents owned a farm when I was little, so I was down there every summer. In high school, I started working for a guy in River Falls, and he couldn't pay me part of my check one time, so he asked if I just wanted the next heifer calf, and I said, yeah. And that's how that came about, and she became a spoiled little brat and still is.
In the grand scheme of things, you have not been racing that long. How did you get started, and was it in street stocks because your family really has a long history in the street stock division?
I got started in it. I started pit crewing for my uncle when I was about 12 years old, and I was pitted for him every race. And then my dad told me if I got straight A's on a report card, he'd get me a race car. So I got straight A's, and one of his friends actually had a spare chassis that he just gave to him. So then my dad and I built that from the ground up.
Wow, that is a great parenting lesson for all the listeners out there. I hope some people wrote that down.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Let's talk about the Midwest Modified. When did you first start in that division, and was that a real learning curve coming from the street stocks?
I think this is I've had this car for 2 years, my last car for two or three. This is my fourth or fifth year in the B-Mod. And compared to street stocks, this drives 100% easier. It wants to turn left. They're easier to work on. You can buy race parts for them instead of more junkyard parts. I like it a lot better.
What was the best memory that you took away from the street stock division?
Cedar Lake Speedway, when I made the big show at the 100.
I think it is really cool that you showcase your dad's picture inside of your number. That is a real tribute to your father.
Yep, me and him were best friends. I skipped my sophomore prom to go racing with him. So,
where did your dad race?
He actually, when him and my uncle first started, he found that my dad was a better mechanic and my uncle was the one that should drive. And then it just kind of switched to that. But my dad raced at Cedar Lake Speedway in New Richmond.
I also have to ask you about those sinister-looking claw marks with the skulls in the background.
That's just kind of a cool graphic. My son told me I wanted something cool on the side of the car, and I don't want butterflies or anything. You got to have skulls, or it's got to look demonic somehow if you have a race car with you.
You're not going to be flying the pink?
Nope. I had a little bit of pink on my one car just because pink and black popped. And I had the chicks dig it in pink, but that's about the only pink you're going to see on it.
Your uncle Jeff Keeney has a long racing history. How has your uncle influenced your racing career?
Well, pretty much every way possible. He's there to help me out every time at the track. And during the week, if I have questions, there to help me. And he knows a lot of stuff.
Andrea, I can't imagine you're doing all of this on your own, working on the car at night, plus getting it to the track. Who helps you out as far as working on the car, and who do you have on board as far as sponsors?
Robbie Johnson is probably my main person. He works on that car a lot, and that car would not be out on the track if it wasn't for him, and I wouldn't be where I am in my career if it wasn't for him either. He actually helped me find this car. It's a 2011 Lightning, and he builds Ridgeland race cars recently, and he put his updates on it and such. So a lot of that is completely him with a little bit of my help. And my sponsors are Advance Auto Parts in Rice Lake and Gunfighter Targets out of Spooner, Ridgeland Race Cars, Auto Physics, which is my uncle, out of River Falls, and Sportsman's Bear and Grill, and CW Moto Slab out of Clarkson.
There is a really cool picture of him racing with Rick Eggersdorf, and he's raced with a lot of the legends there at Cedar Lake. Your Uncle Jeff had a wicked late model crash. Talk about what happened and what thoughts went through your head when you saw what was left of that race car.
He had had problems last year with the motor and brand new car and body and stuff, a brand new body. He finally got the motor issues fixed and first light out on the car, took it a little bit easy in the heat race just to make sure the motor was going to hold up. And in the future, he finally decided it was driving good. So I think he said that he went down back stretch and held it wide open for the first time, and it was going really good and floored it. And when he went to let off, the throttle never let off, and two of the carburetor bars got stuck together, and he went head-on first into the wall.
Wow, that had to be an experience, because by the looks of that car, it was an impact.
It was, and they actually just had the new stunts up for the sprint cars. When they have them there, they had to have that. And he was actually a little bit proud after the fact that a late model driver put the first hole in a sprint car fence. But as far as the car goes, yeah, there's not much holding that, the front part of the car to the rest of the car. I think it's like one bar maybe, and that's about it.
Yeah, typically you don't see late models fly like that. But when something like that happens and your throttle sticks wide open,
yep, and going that fast, you don't have any kind of reaction time to do anything about it.
What is it like for you personally when Cedar Lake hosts one of their huge specials like the USA Nationals, and your division is one of the support classes, and you get to be down in the pit area with these national touring teams?
It's pretty cool. It's actually one of my favorite races of the whole year. Well, it is my favorite race of the whole year, and it's just great being involved. Either way, I get to be down there and working on either my friend's late model or my uncle's late model when he has it out there. But yeah, to actually be involved in it and be a helper class and race with him is just unexplainable to be involved in that. When I was little, one of some of the best memories with my dad and my uncle camping out at Cedar Lake is that race.
Natalie Rogers is also running the Midwest Modified Division at Cedar Lake. Is it helpful to both of you to have another female in the class?
I guess I can't speak for her. I guess to me, yeah, it's cool to have another girl in the division, but I guess it is not much different than just having another guy in the division. We're still competitors and just trying to go out there and beat each other.
I know most drivers have to deal with this somewhat, but the Wisconsin drivers, I think, have it the worst, is those animals with antlers on that are running across the road at night. It's got to be tough going from Menominee home and Cedar Lake home at night.
Yeah, I see quite a few deer, but now that I have full coverage on my truck, now they all seem to run away from me. But if I wouldn't have insurance on it, that's when they all aim for it. So I'm getting pretty lucky last few years.
You had a chance to drive a late model. What was that experience like?
Dream come true. I said I've been a late model girl my whole life, and my son Robbie Johnson let me pack the track with his late model, and besides that, it was at the Nationals out there with the World Outlaw guys. So yeah, that was just incredible, to say the least.
You also have a late model tattoo on your arm. Where did you get that done? Because that is super cool.
My cousin Corey actually did it for me for my birthday present this year. I've always wanted it, and the tattoo artists I've talked to and have done something up just can't make it look real because they don't know dirt weight models. And him being around my uncle, he knew what to make it look like, so he told me to give it to me for my birthday this year, and it turned out really good.
Is that a sign of things to come?
I'm hoping someday, yep.
Miranda Carlson, she's racing the limited late models, and I know a lot of drivers have told me there's available chassis out there, and you can get into that class pretty affordably.
If I wanted to, I could get into it easy enough if I want to. And That's a possibility because, yeah, I didn't want to get straight to late models from a B model. Although my uncle went straight from street stocks to a late model, but he's a lot better driver than I am, and he hasn't scared the floor and wrecked his car, so.
Fans can come see your number 61, Midwest Modified, at Menominee on Friday nights and Cedar Lake on Saturday nights. How do these two tracks differ for you in your Midwest Modified?
Menominee is a lot more of a flat track, getting around the corners right and getting the car to do what I want at Menominee. Cedar Lake, I've been there for so much longer and fashion and used to the track, and it's banked a lot more, so I'm just a lot more comfortable at Cedar Lake right now. But I'm getting better at Menominee, but I like Cedar Lake better just because it's banked a lot more and I have an easier time getting it to slide around the corners.
You also are a busy mom with a young son. Is he going to be a racer?
If he wants to be.
How did you come up with that name?
I actually was just trying to think of cool names, and names like Hoosier and stuff work for dogs, but I had to throw in one that worked for a kid. So I just thought Diesel was a pretty cool name.
What is your favorite memory so far in your Midwest Modified?
Between two of them, are just being involved with the Nationals at Cedar Lake and stuff, and I was the helper class. That was awesome. And then out of car introductions at Menominee, I made the big B-mod for one year, and I got to go out and do out of car introductions.
Favorite memory so far as a race driver, whether it's someone you got to meet, a fan coming down to talk to you, or a race night experience?
That leaves a lot of options open. As a racer, I don't know. I would have to say it'd be talking the track with Robbie's late model at the Nationals that one year. That's probably the best memory I have. That, or this was when I got into my street stock, just my dad being there. And every time I went out to go in the track, he'd tell me to have fun. That was the last thing he told me, and that stays on my car. And
yeah, if you're not having fun, what's the point, right?
Yeah.
What are your goals for 2019?
I'd like a top 10 finish. A four-wide pro lap again would be great.
Do you have plans after the regular season is over to take the car to any tracks that you haven't run before or hit any of the fall specials?
Fountain City and Ashland. Otherwise, that's about it.
Andrea, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. Good luck the rest of the season at Cedar Lake Speedway, and I encourage fans to look for that number 61 Midwest Modified.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992.
Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to RhinoAg.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at RhinoAg.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels. And James, when we spoke last winter, you told me to go to Amazon and order a book called Fueling Around by J.K. Kelly. A couple days later, the book arrived, and I just couldn't put that book down. In a matter of hours, I had gained an entire new respect for what you guys do on a daily basis, because it is definitely not an 8-to-5 job. You guys are on the clock all the time and everywhere throughout the world.
Yeah, when we first started, and Jim was one of the guys that started at the very beginning with us almost. We were such a small company. We really had to do everything. We had to deliver. We had to write our own books. We had to show up at the racetrack. We had to do our own marketing. So, yeah, Jim was one of the guys that was on the ground floor and getting this company up and running.
What is your favorite part of the book, that part where you read and said, been there, done that?
Well, my favorite part of the book is where he mentioned me, Clayne. No, seriously, I think my favorite part of the book is probably early into the book when he talks about how many miles he had to log getting back and forth to the racetracks, making it back in the rain, filling up the truck, filling up the drums, and taking off and going back at it again. I mean, it was a true love of racing.
I also had the chance to meet Freddie Terza last year at the Knoxville Nationals. A friend of mine walked up with Freddie and introduced us, and all I knew at the time was he was a VP Racing Fuels guy. He is kind of a rock star in the industry.
Freddie is an absolute genius and a guy that I look to as a wealth of information. Freddie came from the NASCAR world as an engine builder and has so much knowledge with the fuels and the motors and being able to decide what is best for what application. Freddie is a true asset to VP Racing Fuels, and having him on board is excellent for us.
James, as a VP rep, you are everywhere all of the time. We all know the racing season now is about 11 months long nationwide and worldwide. Drivers finish up about Thanksgiving, and then right after Christmas, they're heading to New Zealand or Australia. In January, the Chili Bowl kicks off, and then a new season begins. For you, it is a huge commitment, but you also have a huge passion for the sport.
I think that the fact that I love racing so much makes my job that much easier. But yes, you know, you're constantly traveling. And now, because we are becoming more diversified with so many of the other products that we're bringing in, you know, which is a great asset to our distributors nationwide and worldwide. We're working on Saturdays and Sundays a lot, but that's okay. I mean, I love my job, and I work for a great group of people that I couldn't ask for any better.
VP Racing Fuels are still the main focus of your business, and when you think of all the types of motorsports, it is a huge industry. What are some of the more obscure forms of motorsport events that maybe listeners have never, ever heard of?
Lawnmower racing, probably the one that comes to mind first for me. There are so many different types. We also have a line of RC fuels for the remote control world. That may not seem mainstream to some people as far as looking at a Indy car or a drag racing car or a super late model, but there are just so many types. I've always thought that if people can figure out a way to go faster, they want to, and they always come to VP for the fuel for that.
The old adage, when did racing really begin? When the second automobile was built?
Yeah, that's the truth. And I think it's been around ever since in one form or another, whether it's cars or motorcycles or snowmobiles or what have you. I mean, the guys, this is their passion. Some of them, it's their job. But I think for all of them, it's what they truly love to do.
Something else race fans that do some traveling like you do are seeing more of are the new VP gas stations popping up.
Yeah, several years ago, we started a branded gas station program, and it's taken off pretty well. And now we're also looking at a fast lube program as well as car wash program. So we're becoming very diversified in the C-store market.
The VP Mattatives line is a way for listeners to keep their race haulers, which really get a workout, those diesel or gas pickup trucks that are pulling those race trailers to the track, or keeping your daily driver going to get to work.
Yeah, we brought out the VP Mattatives as basically a race fuel technology for your daily driver, was what this was set up for. So we have an Octanium booster, a brand new product, unleaded Octanium booster, and this is for your street car. It does not hurt O2 sensors or catalytic converters. We have Cetanium for the diesel market, diesel all-in-one. We have the fuel stabilizer with ethanol shield, cool down, which is a coolant performance, the fuel system cleaner, and a power boost. So yeah, we kind of touched on a little bit of everything with the Mattatives or additives for your daily driver.
VP small engine fuels have took the industry by storm. It's premixed to prevent failure, and that's where I see people getting frustrated with their small engine equipment, or I see their weed trimmer sticking out of the trash can, because usually it's a fuel-related issue and they just get tired of dealing with it.
Yeah, pump gas traditionally has never been good for the small engine applications. So when VP came out with SEF or their small engine fuel, this was designed specifically for the weed whackers, lawn mowers, snow blowers. This is a 94-octane ethanol-free, which is 4 to 5 years in a sealed container, 3 years in a vent system. This product is so good and works so well in these small engine applications that literally we see zero or very little carbon deposits when we tear these motors down. After a year of use, and we've done several testimonials with guys that are lawn care specialists or tree trimmers who run their equipment pretty much wide open. I mean, these guys, this is their job, so they absolutely love the small engine fuel.
James, VP Racing Fuels has a great website explaining all of your products, including RC fuels, specialty fuel handling items, and much, much more. What is that website, and how can listeners find out more and their nearest VP dealer?
Our website is vpracingfuels.com. You can go to that one. And on that website, it's going to give you an overview of everything that we do. Racing fuel and lubricants, branded stations, small engine fuel, additives, or our Mattatives line, RC and hobby fuels, also specialty products and chemicals. So you can go there, and it will give you a list of fuel for your application. It will also give you numbers for our technical guys. So if you've got any questions, you can call these guys. They're a wealth of knowledge. They'll be able to help you out. If you're looking for a local dealer in your area, no matter what state or city you are in, you will probably be directed to the regional office, and the regional offices will then direct you to whoever that distributor might be that can help you with your fuel needs. Not all distributors carry all fuels. Therefore, we like to just have the calls come in and filter through us so that we can say, hey, look, if you need the C12 or MR12, this is where you need to go and this is who you need to talk to. It's kind of a personal way of handling it, but we like to do that at VP.
James, thank you for everything you do for the race drivers out there, and also thank you for all the support here on the Dirt Show. I really appreciate it and taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Clay. It's been a joy, and take care out there and go fast.
And everybody grab a copy of Fueling Around off Amazon.
Absolutely. Great read.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Working at my job, going all day long, don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Chris Stangler from CS Customs. And Chris, the first time I met you was at the Cows and Crew Home Show here in Owatonna back in March. And I virtually knew right away that everybody I've known throughout my lifetime that's into cars, racers, fans, car enthusiasts, or people that used to play with Hot Wheels, would really enjoy what you do. This is a very unique business. How did you get involved in this? How did you personally become interested?
Me personally, I was a car guy myself growing up. Back in the day in the 90s, it would have been a show called World of Wheels in Minneapolis there. And I was at a show and was coming down the escalator, and there was a vendor that was set up, and just overseeing his booth was just filled with rainbows of colors and sparkles and whatnot that just drew me to his booth. Stepping in there, just saw all kinds of custom cars. He was already customizing himself, and I'm a Chevy Camaro guy at heart, and I was just checking out all his different options of the 67s, the 69s, the 81s or whatnot, and I just saw it, and I'm like, you know what? I could do this, and I could bring something to the table for people in my area.
You have been doing customs for 20-plus years and full-time for 8 years. You can really make somebody's dream come true. Let's say you have a grandfather out there that had a special car that meant a lot to him. You could custom make that exact car in a Hot Wheel-sized car so they can present it to their grandfather for Christmas.
That is almost correct, within limitations, as long as there is a manufacturer that has created the car, the casting itself, then we're almost all the way there. After that, as long as it's not something just total off the wall, unable to replicate, I can get as close as possible. And then once you add in special packaging or actual photographs of their actual car to put with the packaging of the replica, then it creates a complete package and ideal situation for a memory.
I can think of so many incredible promotional ideas that you could use for what you're able to produce. What a great promo at a racetrack. If you have a business, I can think of crazy things like if you drove around a septic truck, having something like that, or if you had a certain business car like ServiceMaster with your logo on it and you wanted to pass these out, a special occasion like a wedding, or a really unique gift idea when you're looking for that tough to buy someone who has everything, they don't have one of these.
That would be correct. Over the 20 years that I've been doing this, I've seen a lot of different promotional avenues being taken, and I've actually produced a bunch of them myself, including the ones that you've talked about. I'm actually a big Mattel Hot Wheel convention event car supplier. I paint a lot of the cars for the Collectors Events Unlimited. There's a couple private shows that go on. I'm going to one here in August in Pennsylvania called the CPCC, and I'm doing all of their Hot Wheel convention cars. You spoke about the wedding trinket. Yes, I've done those. I actually did that for my son at his wedding, and he personally has a 4x4 Chevy Silverado, and his now wife, her favorite color was purple, so they put the two things together, and then I took the wedding information and put it on the Silverado and packaged it up for their wedding, and that was a handout for everybody that attended.
An event I'm really excited about coming up Friday, June 28th. It's Dirt Show Night at Chateau Speedway. Gates are going to open at 5 p.m. Racing starts at 7. Right inside the gate, you're going to have a table showcasing what you have to offer. So I encourage fans to come down and meet you and check out what you have.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. It's a good opportunity to mix with the local area, kind of let people know that I'm here in Owatonna. I'll be there, like you said, set up at a table. I'll have some examples of different packaging styles, different club cars that I've done, and I'll have some t-shirts for handouts and some drawings for kids to get involved.
If they can't make it down to Dirt Show Night at Chateau Speedway on June 28th, but they're intrigued, want to find out more about getting one of these promotional cards or something for themselves, what's the best way to do that, Chris?
The best way to take a look and get some pictures and just a simple insight of what I do would be to check out my website, chrisstanglerscustoms.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. Go ahead and do a search for my name, Chris Stangler, and should be able to get a hold of me at that point.
Chris, I'm so glad I bumped into you at the home show. It's been great to have you as part of the Dirt Show this season. I'm sure listeners have heard your ad, and I also encourage them to get a hold of you or come down to Chateau Speedway and see you in person. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir, and we'll see you guys next Friday. Napa Know
How. How does Napa bring you the best deals on things like an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set with storage rack? The old switcheroo. Take the regular price, $41.99, switch around the digits, and wham, now just $14.99. Grab your Evercraft screwdriver set for $14.99 before the price switcheroos back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
I think it's hailing outside.
What? I don't hear anything.
Did you put my van in the garage?
Well,
now we definitely have hail damage to my van. I know just the person who can fix that damage, though.
Who would that be?
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. He specializes in hail damage repair. Give him a call at 332-2434. That's 507-332-2434.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Doug Johnson from the Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, a huge event is coming up again for you, the 41st annual AGCO Jackson Nationals, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, June 27th, 28th, and 29th. And there is some big money up for grabs, and the best sprint car drivers in the U.S. are going to be there.
Absolutely. You know, we've structured this in the last 2 years to try and build this into one of the top five, if not top three, sprint car paying events in the entire nation. And I'd say we're definitely in the top five this year in total payouts for an event. We got over $310,000 on the line over 3 days for just the 410 sprint cars. So the winner's going to walk out of here with $41,000 come Saturday night. And that's big money for these sprint car drivers that do this for a living. And we're looking forward to a big event. Can't wait to get things going. And like you said, it all kicks off here Thursday night.
And Wednesday night, a very unique event for the entire family, a hauler parade through downtown Jackson at 6:30 on Wednesday night, followed by Fan Fest at the track with live music.
Actually, I stole this idea from NASCAR. I've seen it done out in Vegas. They do it up and down the Las Vegas Strip, and we're going to do it downtown Jackson. Last year we did it for the first year, had a great turnout, had a bunch of haulers, and then they kind of lead on up the big winding hill up to the Jackson Motorplex, and that'll start about 7 o'clock with our Fan Fest up here. The drivers will have their cars out in display. You'll be able to buy T-shirts. We're also going to have a burger bar going on that night for $5. You get burger, chips, and a soda, and then starting at 8 o'clock, we got Hicktown Mafia playing live in the beer garden. So just a big family entertainment night for fans to come out and meet some of their drivers and race teams up close and get to see the haulers up close. And, you know, it's kind of a unique event. And last year it was well received. And, you know, hopefully this year we can make it even bigger and better.
You also have some great 3-day combo passes.
Yeah, we do. For just $99, you can get an adult general admission 3-day pass for $99. Reserve passes are only $109. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that those sales will end Wednesday night. So if you don't have a 3-day pass by Wednesday at 10 o'clock, you want to make sure you get online or come up to the track. Our box office will be open till 10 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here of this week. So we encourage fans to come on up and save some money by getting a 3-day pass.
$3,000 to start the A-Main. Also, Race Saver sprint cars will be on hand running. If they'd like to find out more about this event, Doug, what's the best way to do that?
Log on to our website at jacksonmotorplex.com. We'll be having updates all day long this entire week leading up to the event on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Or you can also download our Jackson Motorplex app if you haven't already done so. We'll have updates on that and a lot of information going out there. You can get a message sent directly to your phone. So download that from Google Play or the App Store and find out all the information. Have it delivered directly to your phone.
The 41st annual AGCO Jackson Nationals coming up June 27th, 28th, and 29th. Doug, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Clayne.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies.
From the steepest dunes to the densest forest, when terrain demands precision and control, there's only one sport side-by-side up to task. Introducing the Honda Talon 1000X. Available now at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. With a 3-link rear suspension boasting over 15 inches of travel, the X model offers precise handling and maneuverability. The 1000 class engine provides rapid acceleration at
at every turn. And nothing gets engine power to the ground better than Honda's exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Take your friend to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin to see the Talon 1000s and learn why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and door closed. Honda side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Rhino Ag. And Josh, these boom mowers that you carry are just some amazing pieces of equipment. The MDB boom mower and the SV2160, and you have these available at a great price point for our ag listeners or anybody outside the city limits with an acreage.
Yeah, the beauty is we got two different versions that can do two totally different things. So the MDB 130 is going to be a mechanical driven ditch bank mower. The only hydraulics on the whole thing is just to make the lift arm go up and down to set the unit. And you're looking at about a $12,000 option. When you get into the SV2160, this is a beast in its own. It's a hydraulic-driven unit. It can trim ditches. It can cut fence lines. You can turn it up 90 degrees and cut the overhangs along a fence or where you need to make turnarounds in the field. So, you know, it's going to be a little more expensive. You're talking a $30,000 option. But for all the Lucas Oil listeners out there, don't forget, you guys get 25% off if you register as a Lucas Oil member.
And another option only available through Rhino Ag is if you're a state or a municipality and you're looking for a piece of this equipment, you can actually get it without going through all the red tape.
That's correct. Rhino Ag has secured what's known as the Sourcewell contract, and it is a contract that across the nation has been accepted to be able to do direct purchasing through cooperative purchasing. So all the red tape's been done, the contracts are in place, and we offer some great, great discounts for the municipalities across the U.S. to get with us, pick out exactly what you're looking for, and we'll get you what you want at a great price.
So if you've fallen behind on some major jobs around your property because of this crazy spring weather, this is a unit that can get a lot done in a heck of a hurry. How can they find out more about the Rhino Ag boom mowers?
As always, you can go to rhinoag.com. That's rhinoag.com. There's a link on there called the dealer locator. That'll get you in touch with the closest dealer. All you got to do is throw in your zip code. Otherwise, there's a full listing of all the products that are available, as well as there's a link on there called Build Your Rhino. You can go in and configure exactly what you're looking for. It'll show you what list price is, and then you can visit your local dealer and make a deal.
And if you want to watch the boom mower shredding some stuff, you can always watch a YouTube video, correct?
Correct. We've got links to both Facebook and YouTube. There's various videos on there, and we're adding more daily. So if you're wanting to know more about Rhino Ag products, again, visit the website, Facebook, or YouTube, and very soon you'll be able to see all that Rhino has to offer.
Josh, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
We always appreciate it. Hope everybody enjoys their racing this weekend.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at misgan.com.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves,
We can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday, June 13th. In the A Modified A Main, Jeremy Mills over Ethan Dodson. In the B Modified A Main, Alec Fett over Doug Cook. In the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen over Dylan Nelson. In the Sport Compacts, Jay DeVries over Lucas Parsons. And in the Stock Cars, Heath Tulp over Chad Palmer. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night. In the A-Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Justin A-Strike. In the B-Modifieds, Kyle Fell over Cole Searing. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Matt Halls. In the Pier Stocks, Trent Oden over Joe Martin. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Steve Christens. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Cole Searing. I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls was also racing last Friday night, June 14th. In the A-Mods, Dave Kane over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modifieds, Justin Froming over Hallie Lee. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Dave Moss. In the Economy Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Ryan Sater. In the Hornets, Daniel Hardstead over Corey Kramer. And in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Sean Caranda. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, June 14th. In the B-Modifieds, Ryan Wettstein over Michael Witaski. In the Pier Stocks, Jack Moss over Brady Kronberg. In the Sport Compacts, Daniel Knish over Nick Silman. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Jesse Stahl. In the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Hare over Noah Grinstead. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Steve Wettstein over Josh Angst. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was racing last Friday night, June 14th. In a 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, the A-Train, Al Haina over Aaron Benson. In the B-Modifieds, Gerald Curry over Colby Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Zach Schmidt over Josh Seidels. In the Sport Compacts, Max Heimbach over Jade Lang. In the Stock Cars, it was Kelly Shryock over Troy Swearingen. Last Friday night, June 14th, the Jackson Motorplex hosted the Tri-County Late Model Series. In the 25-lap A-Main, it was Tad Popsicle over Jordan Hyman. In the B-Modified A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Dan Paplow. In the Hobby Stocks, it was DJ Clinton over Drew Bargloff. And in the UMP Late Models, Dave Kuchja over Travis Schurz. Ogilvy Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 15th, in a 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Jody Belfi. In the B-Modifieds, Travis Schulte over David Swearingen. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Cervati over Jake Smith. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Howland over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa hosted the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series for two nights on Friday, June 14th and Saturday, June 15th. In the World Outlaw Wing Sprint Car 410 A-Main on Friday night, it was Brian Brown over Darren Pittman. And in the Pro Series Sprints, it was Mike Mayberry over Evan Epperson. In Saturday night's World Outlaw A-Main, it was Brad Sweet over Logan Schuhart. And in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Clint Garner over Joe Beaver. Granite City Speedway was racing last Sunday night, Father's Day, June 16th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modifieds, Ashley Merworth over Brennan Gov. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Keith Thell. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Don Eichens.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.